This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Commerce and Energy will now come to order. For both of you that are here today, be sure your cell phones are turned off. And tablets, notebooks, whatever you use, the sound is turned off. So you're not interrupting our discussions. And with that, Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Beal, excused. Johnson,
here.
McCleary,
here.
Milstead, Miss Gibbons,
here.
Perry,
here.
Sullivan, excused. Wagness, excused. Weiss,
no excuse.
No excuse.
Willitson, excused. Zickman, excused. Gosh, excused. And Rounds,
here. Well, we do not have a quorum, so we cannot... Well, here comes another member of our committee. No, it's not Gosh. Hold on.
There we go.
With the arrival of Representative Beal, we now have a quorum. That gives us 7 members here. So with that, we did have somewhere minutes of our last meeting someplace. They were in your books. Did everybody... We have a motion from Representative Milstead to approve the minutes, and that is seconded by Representative Ms. Gibbons. Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor of approval of the minutes, signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. We've already taken roll, Representative. And with that, the purpose of this meeting is annually we always have an end-of-the-year meeting to discuss some topics we may have had in committee this year or other topics relating to commerce and energy that may need additional study during the interim. And so with that, I'm going to open it up to any discussion, any ideas from the committee as to a summer study or a work group or some topic that needs to be discussed. Representative Perry.
We probably just need to repeat some of the things that we talked about before. PTSD, the post-traumatic stress disorder, that we talked about that being a study, and perhaps combining that with mental health issues also. I don't know how you want to put that down, but that's something that would be good for us. That would be good as a study, not just as a work group.
Our representative... I do know that the House Health and Human Services was discussing the mental health area. I think we had a resolution concerning that. Is this going to all be tied in together, or do we want to separate that? And I was thinking the PTSD could be part of a broader study on, I think it's Chapter 62 of the South Dakota Workers' Compensation Statutes. But that's just a suggestion. Representative Milstead.
I think they should be separate. They're really different. Mental health, the way that that's addressed, is something different than PTSD. You're talking about maybe non-working people versus working people. And I don't know that PTSD is work comp at this point. I don't think anybody's thinking work comp. They're just looking for resources. So if we could separate them, for sure.
So are you suggesting, Representative Milstead and Representative Perry, a study of PTSD, just that topic right there?
Yes, and the effects. And there are some people who have offered to serve on that already, so it could be just a study.
Are there other comments concerning the subject of PTSD? Or are there suggestions on how to word it for the scope of requested study and... I'm holding in my hand here, I don't know if anybody has seen the worksheets yet.
Mm-mm.
For these are on your My LRC page. I've got some extras here, but it would be on behalf of House Commerce and Energy. Title of requested study, a study of PTSD.
And first responders.
For first responders, I think.
Are we limiting it to just first responders,
no,
or maybe just a study of PTSD? So you want it directly with first responders?
I think that's the direction, yes.
Mr. Chair.
Maybe Representative Perry.
The PTSD and then have some subtitles. One of them would be, first responders. And there would be other PTSD that you'd want to look at, too.
I think this would be something that the e-board, when they looked at this, would direct. You know, they'll set the scope of the study. They'll say, this is the direction we want to see it. And I put down PTSD with first responders being the fact that that's the issue that we covered this year, but maybe put a side note that this does have other areas that it affects in society, in the state. Representative Ms. Kimmons.
I was just curious what the feelings of the group are, Mr. Chairman, as to whether work group could work on this particular area of PTSD with the first responders and EMTs, and bring in some of the people that weren't recognized in the bill, such as the Bar Association, into the discussion to decide where this belongs, and it may not be in work comp, but where it belongs and how it could be better implemented, especially for long-term care.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Beal.
The one thing about the work comp issue that the representative brought up is I don't understand how they could work it into a work comp issue when most of the first responders in the state are strictly volunteers.
The majority of first responders are employees of a government of one sort or the other, whether it be a county, a city, municipality, or the state. First responders would be police, would be ambulance. Out in the rural part, yes, most of the ambulance and that, but most of them are employees. Representative Ms. Kimmons.
According with some conversation I had with the Municipal League, the volunteer first responders, the EMTs, the volunteer firemen, are covered by work comp. Even though they're volunteers, they're covered by work comp.
And they are.
Yes, but even keeping this outside of work comp for the minute, and it, you could suggest a psychologist out of Pennington County. They have a psychologist that works with, you get somebody in there that's worked with PTSD. He's worked with it in the military. Bring him into the first responder environment, and he might have some suggestions that might be work comp or not. And there's also probably three or four states that already have something out there that they're working with legislatively-wise. So there's lots of places to look.
I am going to suggest, I'm going to submit this either on behalf of the committee or on behalf of specific legislators, depends upon how we, to have the committee do it would have to be unanimous today, all seven of us. But I want those interested in this to be prepared to do it through a work group, just in case, because we're going to be limited as to the number of summer studies we do. Three or four. So be prepared to get 3, 4, 5 legislators just to kind of work amongst yourselves and meet with these people, and then maybe bring some legislation next year or do a complete study after next year's session. But we got to get started. Representative McCleary.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think maybe we need to be aware of, too, whether it fits in there. I've been appointed by the Secretary of Health to an EMS task force work committee. We're going to meet, I think we've met once, we're going to meet the 31st again. There'll be two more times during the summer, but strictly on EMS, those are mostly volunteer, except for your larger towns. So it's ambulance service is what we're going to concentrate on. Because of the volunteers, we can't get enough volunteers anymore. What do we do? How do we bring them back? So I don't know if you want to work the two together at some point, but that's I just want to let you know, that's already up and running. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Carl Perry.
On the EMS issue, I was at an EMS meeting a couple times now, but they're aging out. Mm-hmm. That's their biggest problem is not just working on PTSD or anything else, but their biggest concern is recruitment.
Yeah.
You know, and so maybe what we should be doing, you know, we talked about healthcare and it's a very contentious issue, you know, building a building and stuff, but maybe we should be talking about how do we recruit people into specific areas also.
That would be a whole separate topic, and we can discuss that topic after we finish this one, because, you know, we're talking recruitment of volunteer positions, or EMS. Right now, I want to stay with PTSD with first responders. Scope of requested study. How would you word that for those that are interested in this? Representative Milstead?
I think there was some wording within the resolution that would speak to the scope, if we could maybe include that.
What I'll do, if I can interject here, is I'll go back to the resolution and find the language as to the scope that was directed there and put that into the scope of requested study and use the language with the resolution. I think it's up in front of us right now. Is it on the board there where the scope is? Can somebody read that for me? I get Representative Milstead.
It says it's talking about access to appropriate health resources and services for first responders. Yeah, that.
So what? Okay, access to appropriate mental
Mark,
health.
You're over here.
We're looking at access to appropriate mental health resources and services for first responders. Is a critical, that's the language you want to use, the access to appropriate mental health resources and services for first responders, period.
Yeah, but I think if you include the two lines above it, too, where it says, whereas the mental health and well-being for our first responders is of critical importance to their safety and the safety of the public, if you include a reason with the scope.
So the whereas, the mental health and well-being of our first responders is of critical importance for their own safety and for the safety of the public. Therefore, a study for the appropriate mental health resources and services for first responders is a critical, well, end it with that.
Yep.
We will use that language on the submittal. Now, I still have to find out if the committee here, we now have 8, so we can lose one vote. Welcome, Representative Willadson. We're really close. But what I want is discussion on that and related issues that may be impacted. You know, we could list a lot of them here. One of them was Representative Perry's suggestion of recruitment of first responders. Another one could be, is it something that could or would fall under the auspices of Chapter 62 work comp, which I doubt, but, you know, it still can be looked into. But I'm thinking if we get the first two boxes filled in, the rest will take care of itself. Is that, everybody understand what we're talking about here? Are there any comments? Do you want to make a motion, Representative Milstead, to have the House Commerce and Energy Committee submit a request of study for PTSD with first responders?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'll make that motion.
We do have a motion from Representative Milstead to have House Commerce and Energy Committee request a study of PSD with first responders. That motion by Representative Milstead, seconded by Representative Beal. Discussion on that motion. With that, I'm going to ask for a roll call vote on this. So if one person or if two object, we will not have a majority. So with that, wait a minute. One, now we can go with discussion on this, but being the chair of this, this is members present. I can go that route. So if we get 5 out of the 8. I'll accept it and submit it. Is there any discussion that hasn't been said? There's only so much can be said on this. We're running short of time. Go ahead.
No, Mr. Chair, I think President maybe McCleary? I was missing probably for a day or two with my father, so I'm a little bit lost on the discussion itself, but I'm picking up. So, don't know if I'd be strongly in favor of it or not. I'm more of the energy person to look at some energy sources, but that's just my point. Thank you.
Further comments, Representative Perry?
Yeah, the one comment I was on the scope is in my thought process, these people that have the post-traumatic stress disorder have went above and beyond in different areas, and because of that above and beyond, they now have deficiencies or problems, and so we should stand up for them as much as we can because of what they've stood up for us, and you know, they went in and found the child that's not living, and they found the people that have been burnt and things like this. They've done the things that they need to do in order to take care of us, and we're at the point where, and when we talk about the scope of this, we really need to be doing what we need to do to take care of them.
Okay, thank you. Are there any more comments? Seeing none, the question is going to be that the House Commerce and Energy Committee submit a requested study for PTSD with first responders. Everybody understand the motion? Good. And with that, all in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Beal?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
McCleary?
No.
Milstead?
Aye.
Ms. Gibbons?
Aye.
Perry?
Aye.
Sullivan is excused. Wagnest is excused. Weiss is excused. Willardson?
Aye.
Zickman is excused. Gosch is excused. Rounds?
Aye.
We have 7-1.
Have an affirmative vote of the committee. We will submit a request of summer study, title of requested study, PTSD with first responders, and we will use a scope based off the resolution. Thank you. Are there any other suggestions for a summer study from this committee, sponsored by the committee?
May I ask a question?
Representative Milstead.
How do we submit a request for a white paper? Can we do that as a legislator? Or can we do that as a committee?
I think we can do it as a committee.
Okay.
I would have to defer to our expert on the committee, Mr. Matt Frame.
I would have to get back to you. I don't know if there's a difference between issue members and white papers. I know issue memos have specific requirements, and I don't believe an individual legislature can request an issue memo, but I don't know about a white paper.
Did you have something in mind, Representative Milstead?
I do, and I hope Mr. Willardson won't be offended because it comes from taxation. But I think that we should have a white paper that looks at the history of our sales tax exemptions.
If I can comment on that, I think we've done that twice in the past 15 years, or three times in the past 15 years. And, you know, we can always do it again, but I think it's going to take more decisions on the part of the legislature of actually saying, let's do something with the results, instead of, okay, there are the results, we've had some bills come of it, and we've always voted them down. But we've had past studies on this, we've had past papers, work groups. Go ahead, Representative Milstead.
Is there one that's been done, say, even in the last 3 years that would look at the history behind some of those exemptions? I think more and more of us are getting serious looking at that budget, about looking at those exemptions and maybe making some changes.
Representative Willardson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The last comprehensive study was done in the summer of 2011. I sat on that committee. We went through top to bottom every exemption you know, that exists, and for the reasons why. At the end of the day, the committee made a couple of small suggestions for changes, both of which failed in the ensuing legislative session. I would also point out we did have a bill to remove the sales tax exemption on advertising. It did not have a lot of discussion because it was amended to take that part of it out shortly after the discussion ensued. But that's typically been what happens when we deal with sales tax exemptions. You know, as the legislature turns over a third every time, so, you know,
don't have many legislators left that were here in 2011 when the study was done. So it becomes a popular subject to bring up. Well, we should study the exemptions. You know, we're leaving all this sales tax revenue on the table. When it comes right down to the brass knuckles, we rarely change anything.
Follow up on that, Representative McCleary.
Thank you, and I think it's a good point. There's probably been two, three, four of us the whole session that is where we wanted to go. It's another source of revenue. You're not going to look at you can look at a personal income tax or corporate income tax, but we know where that's going to go. But I was going to bring one of those, but no, let's not do that this year because it's an election year. Well, that's fine. But a revenue source to compare, if you brought some of those back, how much money would you have? The sales tax on newspapers was like $38 million. But if you can put four, five, or six of those together, and those of us in agriculture were not at all afraid of bringing one of those back in agriculture so we could get more funding for counties and townships for roads, at least a good portion of that. So I think we should look at that again, and I think the appetite is there more so now than it was, because what else are we going to do? If we go into a recession now in the next year or so, guess what's going to happen? Then we're going to have more cuts, and then you can't fund anything that you want to fund that we need to fund. That's been my opinion the whole session, but to get people on board to do that, you know. But I agree. I think that's something we need to at least have in front of us so we can look at it. Thank you.
I do have a question for the Honorable Chair of House Taxation Committee. Have you had your year-end? Pardon? Have you had your year-end meeting yet or discussed summer studies within the confines of house taxation?
Well, thank you for the question, Mr. Chair. No, the taxation committee, we handled a total of 9 bills for the entire session this year. And of that, there really wasn't a subject that rose to the top other than Representative Ring's annual request to study the entire tax system of the state of South Dakota. And so as a chair, I elected not to have a meeting to request a summer study, you know, topic. And so Representative Milstead is well within her purview to ask to take a look at that.
Thank you. As a commerce and energy study, requested study, I would not support it, but I do think that maybe those members of the committee that are interested in this can gang up with the chair of taxation, word out something, and just submit something to the e-board, which will eventually come back to us legislators to be voted on for a summer study.
Mr. Chair, I don't think we're looking for a study at this point. If we get this paper done, and we could have that paper by, say, October 1st.
So for the legislative reference book that we use says that issue memos must come from the executive board of the legislature for approval. So they would have to approve that the issue memo would be done, at which point then we would complete it. And they usually are completed sometime in October or November so that you can act on it in the next legislative session. White paper is included in issue memo, so they're the same.
Is that paper recyclable? Representative Willitson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd also point out that every member of the House has the right to submit a topic to be considered for a summer study. You don't need to go, you know, through a committee to do that.
It sometimes looks better with the recommendation of the committee. But you are absolutely correct. I am going to be submitting just a title requested study of the work comp laws in South Dakota, and it'll get shot down, but I think some point in time we're going to have to take a look at those chapters under 62 and see if we have some cleanup to do. Are there any other comments, Representative Milstead?
So is there anybody else on the committee that would be interested in looking at an issue memo through the e-board that would look at the history of our sales tax exemptions? That we could...
I see three, four...
It's not that I wouldn't be interested,
but I think it's much more of a tax issue than it is a commerce issue.
And that's the issue that I'm going at. It is a taxation, but you sit on e-board. It's nice to have somebody on e-board on the committee here. It's something that you can draft up and submit to executive board, and I'm sure you can get a lot of support from other legislators to do that. And if you had a list of legislators that are supporting it, I think e-board will have to look seriously at it.
Mr. Chair, in that light, I am interested in the subject as a white paper. Thank you.
Representative Perry.
I would think that something we might consider as far as looking at tax exemptions, that's fine, but I think we should listen to what Representative McCleary said, and that is we should be looking at revenue sources also, you know, and whether it's the newspaper or whatever it is, but we should identify some revenue sources. We should look at the things that are exempt and see what's being exempted that shouldn't be, or things that are not being exempted that should be. You know, it can go both ways. I guess some nursing homes aren't getting the exemptions they should be getting on a couple things. And then the other thing is a revenue source. How can we get some money to come in? And we need to think outside the box, and I think that that work group might be perfect for adding that on, if you wouldn't mind an add-on.
I think what we're looking, Representative, is a white paper, a review by the executive board first. And once that's done, then some action can be taken on it by legislators if they so wish. I'm going to follow up with Representative Willison said from the 2011 study they did. They brought bills to remove the exemption on the low-hanging fruit. This was the simplest items they could come up with. And they went down. But that was, we're talking 8-9 years ago. So maybe it is time. The legislature changed. Most of the new members here are, there was only a handful that were here back then. We got new members. Maybe things may change and outcomes may change. But I really believe that we better keep the exemptions and new revenue separate, because new revenue is income taxes, more sales taxes, use taxes, other type of property or taxes that are available for new revenue. And I would prefer if this just stayed with exemptions. Otherwise, you're opening up a whole new can of worms. So that's just my recommendation. Are there any other comments? Any other suggestions for summer studies? Representative Chris Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This goes off on a completely different tangent. I really don't know when the last time we did any kind of a comprehensive study on this subject, but we've had some legislation this year on the topic, but I really believe we have a very much evolving commercial air service environment in South Dakota, and especially in my part of the state, we've doubled the amount of flights coming into Rapid City within the last 4 years, 4.5 years, as far as direct flights. And I know Sioux Falls is experiencing things too. We are under a lot of pressures that come from the outside on that, but Rapid City is poised to grow in a very interesting way over with the B-21 coming in. And with regard to that, I would like to propose a summer study taking a close look at the evolution of commercial air service in South Dakota as it relates to commerce and the future of it, and especially with a focus on what the state can do to protect and preserve and promote continued growth in our commercial air service.
I'm on the wrong camera or mic here, but
summer study as to air service in South Dakota, and it's
basically the trajectory we're on based on the last 10 years of growth.
Representative Perry, ask your question.
When you talk about the commercial air service, would you include the FBO services, the other things that we have, FedEx, UPS, all the different other passenger planes, but other things, because that is really something that's growing in the state of South Dakota.
Representative Johnson.
That's a very good point. And, you know, I believe Sioux Falls still has an international port of entry for cargo. And I'd like to see things like that continue to grow and flourish. And I would absolutely entertain that. I don't want to grow the study so big that it's not achievable within our boundaries, but I certainly wouldn't mind that being part of it.
I'm going to kind of word this request. Commercial air service in South Dakota and its relationship with the economy, or
mainly, I think it's important for us to study the recent historical changes in commercial air service and the projections as far as what we expect to see in the next 10 years and how the state can respond to it in a way that preserves and protects and promotes the growth of commercial air service.
Representative McCleary.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And maybe just a short comment of how it affects the business climate in South Dakota.
Absolutely.
And its effects, focus. Commercial air service, growth of commercial air service in South Dakota and its effects
on commerce.
On commerce in the state. Sorry, I'm trying to write and talk at the same time, and I haven't learned that too well.
The main focus, Mr. Chair, if I might, is what role does the state play in ensuring that we don't impede it and that we actually continue to encourage it?
And I think I can word the scope of the requested study I can work with you on the exact language of that, but it's an interesting topic. Are there any comments? Representative McCleary?
Yeah, I think it's a very good point. And I was just out in Rapid City this last weekend, and I hadn't been there for years. The amazing expansion of that area, and now plus the next B-21 or whatever that's coming in, is another 1,400. So, I mean, just the air traffic and the business traffic, which FedEx, UPS, whatever, I think that's a great, visionary type of a thing to look at, yeah.
Do you want to put that in a motion form, Representative Johnson? Do you want to make a motion that the House Commerce and Energy Committee support a requested study of commercial air service in South Dakota and its effect on commerce in the state?
Yes, Mr. Chair. With a special focus on what the state's role is in promoting that, I guess if we could
that might be the scope of requested study. What's the state's role in promoting that? Might be the scope end of it, but the title of it would be Commercial Air Service in South Dakota and its effect on commerce in the state.
Then I make the motion as read. Thank you.
We have a motion from Representative Chris Johnson, House Commerce and Energy Committee, support a title requested study of commercial air service in South Dakota and its effect on commerce in the state. And that is seconded by Representative McCleary. Any comments? I think we've said what we needed to say on that. With that, this will be a roll call vote. All in favor of the House Commerce and Energy Committee supporting this study will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Beal.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
McCleary.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Ms. Gibbons.
Aye.
Perry.
Absolutely.
Sullivan is excused. Wagness is excused. Weiss is excused. Willitson.
Aye.
Zickman is excused. Gosh is excused. Beal.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye. Have an affirmative vote of the committee. The House Commerce and Energy Committee will submit a title of requested study for commercial air service in South Dakota and its effect on commerce in the state. And we can work on that. Representative Johnson, as to the scope, we can discuss that before we submit it, but let's get that in. Are there any other studies that are really burning that maybe the committee should sponsor? Well, seeing none. You know, that's two of them we're submitting in right now, and it's going to be difficult just to get these two online, but I really like the PTSD, and I really like the thought of commercial air service in South Dakota, because I think we really need to maybe take a look at that. In regards to Ellsworth, there is a small work group that's going to be meeting with the Ellsworth Authority here in the next couple of weeks, and there's so many studies going on right now by the feds, and a lot of this stuff is still kept under wraps that I don't know if a summer study is going to be available for that or not, but I do know a work group's going to be meeting with them in the next couple of weeks to go over where they're at, what they're doing. It's such a vast project that you don't even know where to start. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Representative McCleary.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I want to take a moment to thank you for what you've done for over the years for this committee and for the state. Very much appreciate it. I've learned a lot, not only how to control, to control a committee, but to run a committee. But you've been a great teacher. I want to say thank you.
And thank you for the compliment.
Second.
Thank you. This has been a good, I've enjoyed Commerce Committee. I've been on it every year since I've started in the legislature for 16 years, and it's my 10th year chairing it, and I've enjoyed every committee meeting. I've had, every 2 years, we've had different groups in here, but to me it's always been the best committee, and that's because of the people they find to put on this committee. We got a lot of diverse expertise here, so thank you very much, Representative Perry.
Thank you. And another committee that I'm on, Health and Human Services, the chairman was suggesting that we have the committee meet during the summer, not meet to meet, but having that group get together. And I'm not sure how that works with your current situation, but that might be something that we should be looking for with this group to make sure that this group is cohesive and moving in the right direction for the future.
And we have done it before. I could not get one scheduled last year, Representative, but this is something other states do. And back a few years ago, I was up in Montana. They meet, every other year, but then they have summer standing committees meet during the summer, and they have topics they discuss. And a couple of years ago, we had a meeting. It ended up being a very fruitful, and I would love to do it again this summer. Joint committee with Senate and House Commerce and Energy, discuss some of the topics that came up, maybe get a refresher on something. But if time allows and if we get it approved, I'd love to have the committee do that. But here again, we got to see what we can get approved and find the time to do it. It's always difficult, but it will be looked at, Representative. Trust me. Anything else for the good of the community? Before we go, we've got two staff members here who have done a very good job for us. And they put up with a lot from me especially, but they've done it kind of in a quiet mode. They don't complain. Mr. Frame here, I've had other LRC staffers that will interject something during the course of the meetings, take my attention away sometimes, but he gets the message to me in a more subtle way, but it's always something that we have to deal with. It's good to have people like that. I want to give that to you, Matt, and thank you for your help. And then, Gene, how many times have I had to... I would say something, or... Anyways, you just have done a marvelous job this year. Thank you. These are from the committee. We thank you for your support, for your help. It's the staffers that make the committee work. You know, all I do is just do what you guys tell me to do, so thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, are there any more comments, anything from the committee? Hearing none, Representative McCleary moves adjournment, seconded by Representative Perry. All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.